Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tini. Advisor of School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekre Lulia-Hyome has emphasized the importance of a robust school education system in developing the state's human resources. Participating in the discussion on the motion of thanks to the governor's address, he said, the recent teachers' rationalization has opened Pandora's box. Dr. Hyome informed that currently the state has 1,925 schools categorized based on student enrollment. The advisor, however, said schools with zero enrollment totaling 157 have been identified as a major concern.
We have 157 schools with zero enrollment. Why are there no students in our 157 schools? That is because we have teachers, but we have no students. Number two, we have no teachers, and therefore we have no students.
Dr. Hyome also noted that 2025 census would provide crucial information for educational planning.
The progress which we are striving today is to rationalize our teachers. And this rationalization process is a very simple arithmetic. We pull out the surplus teachers from a particular school which is congested, infested with excess teacher, and put them where they are required. So for us, 2025 marks the year of Census India. Around this time of the year, next year, we will have the provisional data for census. And for us, we need to operate on census.
Clarifying the department's position, the advisor said the rules are being followed and assured that the department is not violating any regulations. He emphasized that it adheres to best practices set by NCERT and other educational frameworks. Dr. Hyome also urged legislators and public organizations to encourage children to complete their education in local schools rather than migrating to urban centers. The Department of Personnel and Administrative Reforms has issued a stern warning to government employees engaging in private sector employment. It has come to their notice that several employees are not only working with private companies but are also using their official government designations to publicly advertise these associations on print and social media platforms. The department therefore reminded employees of Section 15(1) of the Nagaland Government Servants Conduct Rules 1968, which prohibits government servants from engaging in trade or private employment without prior government approval. The rule also forbids employees from using their official position to promote or assist any business or undertaking. The department also emphasized that any government employee found violating these regulations by engaging in such activities will face disciplinary action as outlined in the conduct rules. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of Home and Border Affairs, Yan Tung Ok Patun, informed that the state generated 36,05,255 rupees in revenue from the issuance of Inner Line Permits, ILP, during the financial year 2024-25. In a written reply in the Assembly yesterday, Mr. Patton noted that ILPs are issued both online and offline with deputy commissioners of the respective districts as implementing authorities. To ensure compliance, district administrations, along with police, conduct regular inspections. Individuals found with expired ILPs are issued notices and directed to renew their permits. In case of repeated violations, defaulters may be escorted out of the state. The 10-day state-level exhibition under the Prime Minister's Employment Generation Program got underway at the supermarket complex in Dimapur yesterday. Inaugurating the exhibition, Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur, Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang, said that the event offers a valuable opportunity for aspiring entrepreneurs and aims to promote self-employment, economic self-reliance, and foster a strong rural community spirit. He also highlighted on the numerous national and state-level loan schemes available to entrepreneurs.
Successful entrepreneurs can get equipment to say, through your example, how can you get your product to share with us, especially young, educated, unemployed, who are willing to go for entrepreneurship, they will be benefited. Definitely, through your example, among Naga society, economy, build up, it will be sustainable.
A total of 40 entrepreneurs from across Nagaland, except for Shamator and Noklak, are showcasing their unique products at the exhibition. Dimapur District Excise personnel seized 869 bottles of assorted Indian-made foreign liquor. The seizure was carried out during a surprise raid conducted on shops and counters selling liquor during the past few days. Superintendent of Excise and Prohibition, Dimapur, Limatem Sechangkiri, informed that 14 offenders were arrested and penalized under relevant sections of the NLTP Act 1989. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.